弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴再一次在星期天我们在空中相遇。
Very happy that we can meet online.
我们一起来敬拜神。
So we can continue to worship the Lord.
今天我们继续学习加拉太书。
Today we continue to study the book of Galatians.
那么在前面两次的正道我们都讨论了这个表现的陷阱。所带来给的危害。
So the previous two sermons, we discussed the harm caused by the performance trap, and
以及我们应当如何克服这样的倾向。
And then we need to learn how to overcome those such tendencies.
但是要从根本上解决问题呢，还是要从自我价值这个方面入手。
However, in order to solve the problem fundamentally, we must start from the aspect of self-worth.
我们要确信我们自己真实的身份。
We have to ensure our true identity.
那么我们自身的价值呢，才不会建立在那些虚无缥缈的事上。
So therefore, our own value will not be based on those illusory things.
我们才不会随风飘来飘去。
And we will not blown here there by every wind.
大家都所熟悉这个童话故事啊，灰姑娘的故事。
We're all familiar with the Cinderella story.
那灰姑娘名叫Cinderella， 那么她是因为是继母在生活在下，她是在做一个佣人的角色啊。
Cinderella lived with her stepmother, so she became a maid.
那么啊，她受到很多的歧视啊。
And she was prejudiced by many.
但是在这个仙女的帮助下，一个奇妙的经历，她见到了王子。
And so through the fairy's help, that she met the prince.
那么他们一见钟情，也因此改变了这个灰姑娘的一生。
So they fell in love at the first sight that changed her life completely.
那么格林童话的灰姑娘可谓是家喻户晓。
And the Cinderella in Grimm's fairy tale is a household name.
特别是当她一夜之间就摆脱了贫穷、卑贱和佣人的地位。
So she has escaped poverty, lowliness, and scullery maid overnight and become a beautiful and kind princess.
那么她就成为一个美丽漂亮的公主，拥有了人们梦想的一切。
So she owns everything that because she became a beautiful princess.
所以类似的故事啊，是屡屡上演，但是而且是经久不衰。
So similar story have been staged time and time and again, unfailingly.
可见人们内心的深处渴望一种超自然的力量。
So obviously this is something that deep in people's heart, we want to see something supernatural.
可以奇妙地改变我们的命运。
So can miraculously change our destiny.
可以满足我们对生好活的一些美好的憧憬。
And can satisfy our beautiful longing for life.
这种自我的认知、社会地位、还有我们才能的发挥和他人的接纳等等，这些都是人类寻求自我实现的一个必须。
So self-awareness, social status, achieve full potential, accepted by others, are all necessary for human being to seek self-actualization.
那么童话故事的吸引人之处啊，既是一次完美、完全的满足了所有的需要，一次就满足了所有的需要。
So the attraction of fairy tales is that they can fully satisfy all those needs at once.
那么现实呢，毕竟不是童话。
However, the reality is not a fairy tale.
我们每个人依然要面对自我价值的实现。
We have to face the self-actualization.
我们努力的打拼，那么幸运者换取的不过是暂时的满足。
And the people work very hard can only get temporary satisfaction.
那么不幸的人呢，则依然要面对生活中的无奈。
The unfortunate ones have to face the helplessness of life.
我们知道我们每个人见面的时候常常要跟不认识人第一次见面都要自我介绍。
And very often we need to introduce ourselves to strangers.
那我们介绍的是常常要告诉我们的姓名啊，我们在做什么事情啊，我们的职业啊，我们的学位啊，等等。
And very often we introduce ourselves, we introduce our background, occupation, and our degrees.
我们常常要把我们最好的东西首先要告诉别人。
And we like to present the best part of ourselves to others.
因为人的自我价值自然而然与我们的出身、职业、成就就是关联起来。
Because our self-worth very often has to do related to our background, occupation, and achievement.
所以我刚到加州来牧会的时候，教会很多人就向我介绍他是做医生的。
And so when I came to California as a pastor, many people introduced themselves. They are doctors.
哎呀，他这个他是在这个 Kaiser 做医生哈。
And he was a Kaiser doctor.
那我还不知道，我从德州来，我说 Kaiser 是什么东西啊？我没听说过哈。
I never even heard of Kaiser since I came from Texas.
那么我们 Slow 地区还没有 Kaiser 这个医院在。南加跟北加都是非常大的一个医疗的机构哈。
Kaiser is a big chain among the Northern California and Southern California. We do not have a Kaiser in SLO.
啊，我一看啊，这个教会果然医生很多哈。
And then I see, oh, there are many doctors in this church.
啊，什么内科医生啊，骨科医生啊，麻醉科医生啊，妇产科医生啊，嗯。
Internal medicine, orthopedics, and OBGYN doctors.
我说这个教会就缺一个牙科医生。
The only one we did not have was a dentist.
不过过两年真的来了一个牙科医生啊。
And 2 years later, there was a dentist came to our church.
所以当我们是做医生，就马上告诉我的是做医生，一个非常令人尊敬的职业。
And so those are people with the career that they introduce themselves, they're doctors.
所以在封建社会里，这个等级制度啊，就把人是分割开来了。
In feudal society, the hierarchy system separates people.
那人的价值啊，与他的社会地位是密切相关的。
So the value of people is very closely related to their social status.
那即使在现代社会呢，我们提倡人人平等。
And even in the modern society, we advocate equality.
那比如说这个投票权，那么不但是男人可以投票，女人也可以投票。
Such as voting rights, men and women both can vote.
那不但白人可以投票，那么少数的族裔也可以投票。
And white people can vote, and also minority can vote as well.
哎，每个人只能投一张票。
But however, everyone can only vote once.
那么这个社会地位的差距呢，但是还是依然存在。
But however, the difference in social status still exists.
别人怎么样去看待我们，以及我们如何去看待自己。
And how other people perceive us and how we perceive ourselves.
或多或少都受到这样的影响。
And more or less affect by these.
其实人的价值呢，本应该是超越肤色、种族和出身、职业与社会地位的。
So in fact, the value of a person should transcend skin color, race, origin, occupation, and social status.
因为当我们思考人的价值的时候，必须从上帝的角度来看问题。
Because when we think about the value of people, we have to look at the problem from the perspective of God.
他把每一个人都放在不同的时代、不同的社会和文化当中。
And God has put everyone in different times, different societies and cultures.
那人的价值自然不是取决于这些外在的东西。
However, human value naturally should not depend on those external things.
那么人的价值到底是在哪里呢？
So, where is a human self-worth?
那我们今天就来一起思考这个问题。
So, let's ponder these questions.
我们所看的经文呢是在加拉太书的第三章26节到第四章7节。
And so we're going to look at Galatians chapter 3, 26 to chapter 4, 7.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开新约圣经加拉太书第三章26节。
So if you have a Bible, please turn your Bible to Galatians chapter 3, 26.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
加拉太书第三章二十六节，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督了。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
There is neither Jews nor Greek.There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
第四章一节，我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
We start chapter 4 verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave.
乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
But it's under guidance and the stewards until the time appointed by the father.
我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
So even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage on the elements of the world.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得的儿子的名分。
To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
But because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying out, Abba.Father,
可见从此以后你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。
So therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then a heir of God through Christ.
既是儿子，就靠神为后嗣。
So the heir of God through Christ.
所以这段经文呢，那么强调了讲一个就是我们基督徒儿子的身份。
So in this paragraph, it really emphasizes the new identity as a son.
那么神儿子的身份，这个儿子这个单词啊，在这一段经文里一共出现了七次之多啊。
And so the son actually appears seven times.
这经文呢可以分为三段啊。
And we can divide three parts.
那么第一段经文呢是在26节到29节。
The first part is from verse 26 to 29.
这里讲到在基督里的这个新的身份。
And illustrate the new identity in Christ.
所以保罗谆谆告诫加拉太人。
And so the Paul actually really spent time to teach Galatians.
基督徒所拥有超越的地位跟权柄。
And that a Christian have a superior status and authority.
那就是这个上帝儿子的身份。
And we have the son of identity of the son of God.
所以保罗辩论的依据之一呢，就是信基督你就成为神的儿女。
So one of the Paul's arguments to believe in Christ to become children of God.
所以这个原文他是说儿子，实际上也是包括我们的当中的姐妹的哈。
And in the original the text means sons, but that's including women as well.
那特别是在第二十六节，他讲到说所有哈，讲到说所有。
And so in verse 26, talk about all.
而且讲到神的儿子，这两个词是放在句子的首位，这表示强调。
And so actually it's put in the beginning of the verse 26, it's trying to emphasize all sons of God.
所以成为上帝儿女呢，就会有三个结果。
So if we became a children of God, there's a three results.
27节讲到我们要披戴基督。
And so then verse 27 talk about putting on Christ.
那么28节讲到主内合一。
And verse 28 talk about unity in the Lord.
29节提到说要继承产业。
And 28 talk about the receive inheritance.
所以这三个果效加起来，重点就强调我们在基督里要承受亚伯拉罕的产业。
So all those three results you added together to emphasize on inheriting Abraham's inheritance in Christ.
那是上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许。
And this is a promise that God has given to Abraham.
27节的披戴基督，披戴基督是什么意思？就是说我们是神的儿子女的话，就有了基督的属性。
So what's the verse 27 means? Putting on Christ means that we have the attribute of Christ.
那基督呢，扭转了人类这个堕落之后所造成的彼此分割的这种局面。
And Christ reversed the fall of mankind, which caused a consequence of a division.
所以在基督里才会有那个彼此的合一。
So in Christ, there will be a complete unity.
那这个并不是消灭差异啊。
And we're not talking about eliminate of the differences.
只是说这个差异不应该再分割我们。
And the difference should not divide us.
那么在基督里应该是完美的和谐。
And you should be in a perfect harmony in Christ.
可能有人会说，哎呀，陈牧师，这个好像跟现实不太符合哈。
And maybe people will question, can that really happen?
你就别说教会外合一的，教会内它都没法合一哈。
We're not even talk about outside the church have a unity. Sometimes we cannot even have unity inside the church.
那么这个教会都有各种各种不同样的教会哈。
And there are so many different type of churches.
我们要知道上帝的国度还没有完全的建立哈。
We know the kingdom of God has not been fully established.
所以圣经里这里面提到啊，就是在这个第28节讲到的种族、社会地位和性别这种三种的差异还是存在的。
So we know there's still a difference between the race and the sex and the status.
那么这三种这个关系依然困扰着人类。
And so those three relationships still trouble mankind.
但是基督的福音却是2000年来最有力的一个信息。
However, this is the most powerful message of a Christian faith for thousands of years.
所以妇女平等运动、黑人民权运动等等，不但源于上帝的创造，而且是源于基督的工作。
So the women's equality movement and the black civil rights movement not only origin from God's creation, but also from the work of Christ.
所以我们最近都感受到了在美国生活，这个美国的种族冲突的问题。
And so lady, we all experience the race conflicts.
那而且在世界上各个不同的国家、不同的文化和文明之间的冲突，这个依然是困扰我们人类的一个非常严重的问题。
It still really troubles us because of the conflict between the world civilizations.
这就是为什么说基督的信仰对于美国来说应该是非常重要的。
That's why the Christianity is so important in the United States.
因为美国是个移民的国家，是个多种族的国家。
Because United States is a multiracial country.
那么只有在基督里面，我们才能够保证这个国家的稳定、和平跟繁荣。
And only in Christ that we can ensure the peace and prosperity.
那在经文的第二段呢，是在第一节和第三节。
So the second part of the verse is verse 1 to 3.
这几节经文这是讲到律法的功用，那个律法时期只是一个过渡而已。
And it talk about the law, and actually the period of law is only a transition.
所以这就是保罗说为什么加拉太人你们现在不需要再遵守律法。
And so the apostle teaching the Galatians that you do not need to follow the law.
因为这律法是预备上帝的子民将来要承受产业。
Because law is preparing God's people to inherit the inheritance in the future.
这里保罗讲了四个比喻。
And there's four examples.
那么第一节他讲到奴仆。
And the verse one talk about slave.
那么第三节他讲到了孩童。
And verse three talk about child.
他是用来指以色列人。
And means is the Israelite.
那么师傅和在第二节的师傅和管家这是代表律法。
And the guardian and the steward represent the law.
所以在罗马那个时期呢为了预备孩子要继承这个家业呢所以呢六七岁开始家长要为孩子来找一个老师的。
So in Roman times, in order to prepare children to inherit the family business, they began to follow their teacher, sometimes their slave at the age of 6 or 7.
那么这些老师呢有的时候他们是奴隶但是他们确实有很好的学问。
And very often those teachers are slaves, but they are well educated.
因为他们是在战争当中可能是掳掠在其他地方掳掠来的。
And maybe because they were captive during the war.
他们实际上是要陪着这个孩子来读书。
And very often they were a companion to study with the child.
那么直到二十多岁成年的时候那么这个孩子成人就可以这个关系才会结束。
And so that relationship would change until the child reached age of about 20.
但是有的时候呢这个孩子跟老师的关系啊比父母的感情都要深。
But some kind of relationship between the child and their teacher is deeper than their parents.
所以保罗就比喻这个律法就好比这个小孩子在接受管教时一样他的律法就好比那个师父或者是管家一样。
And so the law is described here is like the child and also the teacher.
这个小孩子当时并没有主人的权柄。
And at that time, the child did not have authority as a master.
但他成人了之后就不再受那种管教的局限。
But after adulthood, he was no longer under that restriction.
所以当我们进入一个耶稣所建立的新的时代的时候。
So when we enter the new era of Christ.
那么律法已经完成了他的使命。
And the law has completed its mission.
所以经文的第三段呢是在第四节跟第七节。
So the third part is in the verse 4-7.
因为上帝领养我们是以便要承受基业的。
And because God adopted us in order to want us to inherit the inheritance.
那么上帝借着基督来领养我们。
God adopted us through Christ.
这里这个概念我们大概要思想一下领养。
We really need to ponder this concept.
虽然上帝是以他的形象创造人类。
Although God has created mankind in his own image.
但是自堕落以来呢人自出生就并非是神的儿女。
Up to the fall, the man is not a child of God when he was born.
因为我们生在罪中不但不认识上帝而且成为上帝的仇敌。
Because we live in the sin, not only do we not know God, but also the enemy of God.
但是因着基督的 DNA, 那么27节讲的就是这个基督的属性。
And so we talk about the attribute of Christ, the DNA in verse 27.
那么上帝来领养了我们成为他的儿女。
God has adopted us that we so become a son of God.
这就为什么有人会说基督的信仰呢只有儿子没有孙子。
So that's why some people will say that Christianity have only sons and no grandchildren.
所以这个罗马时代的领养的概念和我们现在不太一样。
And there is a difference from the Roman adoption than the modern adoption.
因为在罗马时期你可以领养甚至成人都可以领养。
And during the Roman period, adults could be adopted.
那么领养成人的目的就是为了传宗接代来继承家业。
And the reason to be adopted is that people get adopted can inherit the family business.
那一旦被领养就视如己出。
And once it's adopted, we treat them as their own.
所以上帝预备我们继承产业。
So God prepares to inherit the inheritance.
所以第七节讲到儿子，儿子出现了两次，它不是简单的重复第二十六节儿子的概念。
So the verse 7 talk about son twice is just not a simple concept.
这强调这个儿子是后嗣，是来继承产业。
And emphasize the heirs that will receive inheritance.
这里保罗用的是一个单数的动词，是为了加强语气。
And now the Paul uses a singular verb is to emphasize the importance.
那意思就是说，上帝领养我们每一个人来赐，为了是赐给我们产业。
It means that God has adopted every one of us to receive the inheritance.
古代领养人需要证明的。
And in ancient time, the adoption required proof.
那这个证明呢，就需要找一个有这个名誉很好的人，有身份的人来证明这个证明领养。
So usually those proof need to be done by people with a good reputations.
那么上帝领养我们，那么圣灵就是扮演这样的角色。
So God has adopted us. The Holy Spirit played such a role.
所以这里讲到第六节，讲到我们心里面会呼唤阿爸啊，阿爸这是乃是亚兰文啊。
And so the actually verse 6 it will talk about our heart cry out Abba is Aramaic.
那么只有耶稣是这样使用，这是一个非常亲密的称呼。
And this is a very intimate language.
那么在古代的近东地区的宗教从来没有这样的先例。
And so before in the past the Middle East they never have that such a name called Abba.
所以这表明上帝与我们异常亲密的那个关系。
Now it really represents the closeness, the intimacy that we have with God.
从此我们进入了神的家，成为上帝的儿女。
And so then that shows that we enter the family of God, we become a son of God.
那以前呢，有一个父亲送给儿子一件礼物。
And one time there's a father give his son a gift.
那他这个大学毕业，他就送给他一辆啊价值昂贵的汽车。
So when his son graduated from college, the father bought a very luxury car for his son.
结果有一天呢，他的儿子就打电话给他父亲。
And one day the son called the father.
说他出了车祸。
And the son and had a car accident.
所以这个父亲第一句问儿子就说，儿子，你有没有受伤？
The first thing the father asks the son is, son, are you okay? Are you hurt?
因为他儿子有没有受伤远比那辆车来的重要。
Because it's more important to know whether the son was hurt or not than the value of the car.
那个车可是一辆很贵重的车。
Well, although the car was a very expensive car,
但是儿子比车重要。
But the son is more important than the car.
我们在神的眼里也是一样。
In God's eye, it's the same.
我们是神的儿女的话，整个的世界都没有神的儿女来的重要。
And we are more important than as a son of God than anything in the world.
所以我们如果有这样的一个看见和这样一个价值观的话，我们看自己跟看他人都是不一样的。
So if we have this understanding, when we see others and ourselves will be different.
所以我们要认可我们做儿子的身份啊。
So we need to embrace the special status of son of God.
那我们不是奴仆了，我们乃是儿子。
Because we're no longer slaves, but sons.
因为上帝已经完完全全地接纳了我。
Because God has totally fully accepted us.
每个人都需要他人的接纳认可。
Everyone needs others' acceptance.
但是上帝对我们的接纳就是对我们最好的肯定。
But the God's acceptance is the best affirmation for us.
那基督徒啊，我们有世界上最尊贵的身份。
A Christian will have the most royal status.
我们应该把这个概念融入到我们信仰的生活的各个方面。
And we should integrate our faith into the all aspect of our life.
那对我们的身份，我们就多了一份的自信。
And so we will have more confidence in our identity.
那圣人可能用学历、地位或者金钱来装饰自己。
And people in the world like to decorate themselves with academic qualification, positions, and money.
所以我们的定位在耶稣基督身上。
However,The position of Christ represents our identity.
我们的定位不在我们的财富，不在我们的价值上。
And no longer on the wealth and the value.
我们常常看到说，某些有钱人就说，他这个身价有多少多少钱。
And sometimes we describe wealthy people and we talk about how much that person worth.
但是我们在基督里面的价值在神看来就是无价之宝。
And we are priceless in Christ.
所以这个满足我们一切的需要。
That will satisfy all our needs.
说我们有了基督就足够了。
And once we have Christ, that is enough.
如果我们作为基督徒还是像以前那一样，跟世人一样去追求一些其他的东西来印证我们的价值的话，我们就还像以前生活的奴隶一样，我们还不是儿子。
And so if we will continue to pursue things like the people pursuing the world, and then we do not understand our identity.
所以有时我们常常讲到，我们有了耶稣，我们要再加上身体健康。
And very often we say we already have Christ, Jesus, but we also need add health.
我有了耶稣基督，我们再加上婚姻美满。
And then we have Christ already, we need to have a happy marriage.
我们有了耶稣之后，我们要再加上我们事业成功。
And beside Christ, we need to add successful career.
然后有了耶稣之后，我们再加上我们子孙都一切都顺利。
And our descendant will be very smooth and prosper.
那就是我们还没有认识到我们的身份有多么的宝贵。
Because we did not realize how important our identity.
我们有了基督，就有了一切，就足够了。
Once we have Christ, that is enough.
那么，以前有一个著名的画家，我想大家都听说，他的名字叫梵高的。
And so there's a very famous painter, Van Gogh.
那么他生前呢是非常落魄的哈。
And he was, when he was alive, he was living a disappear.
现在他随便拿出一幅画卖都卖出天价来。
And so now, any of his painting is worth a lot of money.
但是在世上的时候，他的画都不值钱的哈。
But when he was still alive, his painting was nothing.
但是他的死后，他的价值，真是不得了。
And after his death, his painting became so much money.
所以真正有价值的东西是要经得住时间的考验。
And so the really valuable things need to be, can be tested through time.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒是神的儿女，这个就是最有价值的东西。
So we are son of God, that is the most valuable things.
现在可能它的价值还没有显示出来哈。
And now maybe we are not able to see the value.
我想它将来的价值是远非梵高的作品所可以比拟的。
And one day this cannot, the identity of a son of God, can the money of the Van Gogh's painting cannot even compare.
所以上帝为领养我们是为了让我们来继承他的产业。
So, God has adopted us so we can receive his, we can receive inheritance.
所以我们要看住上帝的这个基业啊。
So we really need to value those inheritance.
所以在这个世界上呢，可能有很多的东西我们都要不得不拥有，我们必须要拥有的啊。
And in the, on this world, there's things that we do need to possess.
但是我们要知道拥有跟贪爱是两个不同的概念啊。
But we gotta understand to have or to have a craving are two different things.
那么我比如说我这个拥有汽车啊，我是为了使用啊。
And so, for example, to own a car is that we need to have a car, to use it.
但是呢，我大概一年也不会把我那汽车的前盖打开过几次啊，我只看一两次就够了，没有什么问题。
And so we don't need to open the front panel to examine, and maybe just once or twice a year, that should be enough.
但是爱好汽车的人则是不一样了哈。
But for people who has a hobby is totally different.
哎，他要把汽车整个都要搞清楚、弄清楚、弄明白的。
And the people who has a hobby want to understand every single thing about the car.
所以我们在这个世界，我们不可缺少的要拥有。
And yeah, on this earth, that sometimes we do need to have a certain possessions.
但是我们不要贪爱这些东西。
But we gotta remember we should not be craving for those kind of things.
那么天主教有一个传统啊，我觉得是蛮好的啊。
And actually there's a pretty good, there's some Catholic tradition I think is pretty good.
那就是预苦期 the Lent.
And then we talk about the Lent.
那么就是在复活节的前40天。他们就鼓励信徒操练这个祷告跟默想哈。
And so they encourage people to exercise during the Lent periods, usually the 40 days before Easter.
那么在这个路德会啊，路德会的信徒他们也有这个提倡这种操练哈。
And Lutheran also usually have this exercise as well.
这是很好的一些属灵的操练哈。
This is an excellent spiritual exercise.
我大女儿小的时候，她读高中的时候，她就遇苦期，她说她放弃冰淇淋，她不吃哈。
And so during the my oldest daughter, when she was in high school, she was doing the Lent, then she gave up ice cream during that time.
因为她最喜欢吃这个冰淇淋，她放弃40天不吃冰淇淋哈。
And she loved ice cream, so she decided to give up ice cream for 40 days.
神为我们是。放弃了他的儿子哈，舍弃了他的儿子。
We gotta remember God loved us so much, He gave His only Son to us.
所以有的时候我们这种样的操练，让我们体会到神在我们身上的恩典是何等的丰盛。
So those spiritual exercises can help understand how wonderful God has done for us.
所以弟兄姐妹不要忘记，我们有了这个身份，我们既是神的儿女。就要预备自己将来可以继承上帝的产业。
So we do not want to forget that this identity, being a child of God, prepare yourself to be qualified heir to God's inheritance.
所以这个是上帝给我们身上的美好的计划。
And this is a wonderful plan that God has given to us.
我们为了基督的缘故，这些东西都可以舍去的。
And for Christ's sake, that we should be able to give up those things.
因为世界上只有两种东西是永存的啊。
And there's only two kind of things that will last forever.
那第一个是上帝的话。
The first one is God's word.
第二个是上帝的子民。
And the second is God's people.
所以这世上所有一切的东西都会消失的。
And everything else will vanish.
说唯有上帝的话语和上帝的子民是永存的。
Only God's word and God's people will last forever.
所以如果我们拥有这个世界上的资源，我们要在这永存的事上投资的话，这就是聪明人。
And so if you're smart that you want to use what resource you have to invest for eternal value.
所以人的一生价值呢不在他于成就了什么。
So the value of a person's life does not lie in what he has accomplished in life.
乃在于他借着人生的经历成为一个什么样的人。
But in that person, he become through his experience of life and become what kind of person?
既是上帝的儿女，我们就不再以拥有来定位自己。
So being a child of God, we no longer position ourselves by the possession.
那么有人会有疑问，这样是不是说我们就毫没有进取心呢？什么事情都不努力呢？
So people might say that so then we should not be ambitious about things in the world, should not work hard.
我想这个不是这个信息所告诉我们的内容。
And this is not what the master talk about.
这个我们说凡事要努力，我们为的是荣耀神。
And we need to work hard on everything be to glorify God.
我们不以成败论英雄。
So we're not judge people by their success or failure.
那么我们也不以这样的价值标准来定位自己。
But we will not use that to judge ourselves.
所以保罗驳斥这个律者的论点。
So Paul actually refuted the argument of the Jewish legalist.
律法不能再为我们成就什么。
Law can no longer do anything for us.
所以因信耶稣的话，加拉太人已经是上帝的儿女。
But in believing Jesus, the Galatians are already children of God.
预定继承亚伯拉罕的产业。
And will be destined to inherit Abraham's inheritance.
故而律法不再束缚他们。
So therefore the law no longer binds us.
因为耶稣基督已经完全成全了律法的要求。
Because Jesus Christ has fulfilled the requirement of the law.
所以上帝儿子的身份呢，涉及了两个方面的概念。
So the doctrine of the identity of the Son of God involves two theological concepts.
那就上帝的领养跟基督里的合一。
So adoption by God and the unity in Christ.
所以我们既是儿女，就不再做奴仆。
So once we are son of God, we are no longer slave.
那么既是上帝的儿女，我们也不再以拥有来定位自己。
So if we're son of God, we no longer need to judge ourselves by the possessions.
美国有一个著名的作家叫马克·吐温。
And there's a very famous writer, Mark Twain.
那他写了一个小说叫《百万英镑》。
And he wrote a novel called The Million Pound Banknote.
可能有人都看过这部电影啊，当然是黑白的拍的电影。
And it was a black and white movie. Some of you maybe have seen it.
他就讲到一对非常富有的兄弟，他们两个人打赌。
And they talk about two brothers. They make a bet.
他们说呢，如果把百万英镑的这个支票啊，给一个穷小子的话，那么看看他会怎么样。
So those two brothers are very wealthy, so they make a bet on if they write a check on £1 million to a very poor person and to see what will happen.
那这个百万英镑呢，在当时这个价钱是非常非常高的了。
At the time, £1 million is worth lots of money.
所以这样的话，他拿着这个支票是没有办法兑换到现金的，因为没有任何的银行可以兑换得了。
And there's no bank able to cash out the £1 million.
所以其中一个兄弟说，这个人呢肯定会饿死，他拿这个钱他换不了钱，他什么都做不成。
And so one brother bet that this poor guy is going to starve to death because he could not really cash out the check.
那么另外一个则是说不然，他说拿着这个钱呢，他肯定是凡事亨通。
And so the other brother bet that with this check and this poor guy will prosper.
所以于是他们就找来一个流浪汉，他的名字叫亚当。
And so they found the homeless person. His name is Adam, Henry Adam.
他跟他打好赌说，给你这£100,000的支票，一个月之后我们再见，你要原封不动把这100万的英镑的这个支票再还给我们。
So we are going to give you £1 million of check, and after 1 month, you need to return the same amount back to us.
哎呀，结果是不得了。他这个钱虽然不能在个银行兑换，但是所有人都知道他有一个 100万英镑的支票。
But even although he cannot cash that £1 million from the bank, but everybody know that he owns £1 million of check.
所以他去餐馆吃饭，人家不用收他钱，不是收钱了啊，你这有100万英镑，现在不用交啊。
And so when he went to the restaurant, people did not charge him for his food. They said, "Don't worry about it."
那么他去买衣服，别人说也先不用付钱，没有关系，你就穿着走吧啊。
And so when he went to buy clothes, and people say, "Don't worry about the money, just go ahead, pick up the clothes."
哎呀，还有一大群人争先恐后要把自己的女儿嫁给他哈。
And there are so many people want to give their daughter to him.
其实这个穷小子除了这张支票以外，其他什么都没有。
But this poor guy only possessed that £1 million check without anything else.
所以弟兄姐妹。上帝所现在所给我们的就像这百万英镑的支票一样。
So brother and sister, God has given to us just like this £1 million check.
它远远超过这个支票的价值。
It's really the value is exceedingly than this, the face value of.
可能我们信了主每天要去教会常常有人会问我们你信教干什么你又不能当饭吃啊。
And people say, you know, once we accept the Lord, we need to go to church and people will question us that you cannot even use your religion as a food.
那么你还要到教会还要受约束要做这个做那个啊。
And you have to go to church and there's a limitations.
但是他不晓得上帝所给我们的这个美好的应许是这世界上没有一样东西可以相比。
But people don't understand that this wonderful promise is nothing can be compared on earth.
就像那个百万英镑的支票一样不当时它不能兑现。
So just like this £1 million banknote that cannot be cashed out right away.
所以一般的人看到我们基督徒我们有圣灵住在我们心里他也看不出来有什么不一样的。
So other people see us, even although we have a Holy Spirit in our heart, but they cannot see the difference.
但是当主耶稣基督再来的时候那就是我们兑现那个支票的时候神将把他一切美好的产业都赐给我们。
And so when Jesus' second coming, that we will be able to cash out that the check because God has given everything to us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的美好的救恩。
Dear Heavenly God, we just want to thank you for your wonderful salvation.
你借着你的儿子耶稣基督，把你在一切的属灵的福气都赐给了我们。
And through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have given us all the spiritual gifts.
我们谢谢你给我们的应许。
We thank you for your wonderful promises.
也求主你看顾我们的弟兄姐妹。
Continue to take care of our sisters and brothers.
让我们知道我们上帝儿女的身份。
And know our identity in Christ.
我们在这个世界上我们就一无缺乏。
So nothing we're lacking on this earth.
这世界上没有一样的东西可以让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
There's nothing on earth that can separate us from you.
我们再次的感谢主，我们将我们弟兄姐妹每一位都交托在你的手中。
We thank to, give thanks to you that we put every brother and sister into your hands.
让我们将来在基督里面所有的福气一样都不缺乏。
So we will be lacking nothing in you.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Continue to strengthen our faith.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.